Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
The Ultimate Movie Championship!
Episode 93 of the show where Keith Spurlock and I sit down, we're given two movies at random, and we must argue and fight over which of those movies is better and more deserving to be placed on top of our movie list over at flickchart.com/IDP. Let's see how it all plays out in this episode right now.
Let's do top 50.
Top 50. This is going to suck. This is going to be short, too.
We'll probably be a lot of the same movie matchups. Stand By Me versus Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Stand By Me.
Okay, I'll go with that. Oh, this is tough.
Stephen King.
Sure. I like his non-Stephen King movies. Like where
Green Mile. Yeah. Stand By Me.
Where there's still like, I mean, I don't think there was any spiritual like weird shit in Stand By Me, right?
No.
Like there wasn't a big black dude that coughs up these mystical
Shawshank
fleas.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Those, I like those Stephen King movies I like the most.
God, he's wrote so much.
Yeah, but I mean, when you put out a lot of shit, it's just like people are going to latch on to different stuff. And then every once in a while, you'll come out with a gem. Fight Club, which is currently number one, versus Super Bad.
Fight Club.
Yeah. Interesting trying to dethrone. But it can happen.
I feel like there's better movies than Fight Club. And
but I love Fight Club.
On a different matchup.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a movie, I don't know, that I would want on the top of the list. But you never know. We just haven't seen it yet. Silence of the Lambs versus
Forrest of the Gumps.
Oh, my God. I just felt like running, Clarice. I mean, they're clearly in our top 50. We definitely like them. They're very high up on really great movies that everybody should watch. There's kind of the lighthearted adventure with the retard versus Forrest Gump.
I gotta go Forrest Gump. Something about that movie. I love Silence of the Lambs, but horror's not my shit. So it's.
I mean, I'd say it's. Yeah, I guess kind of horror. It's definitely more suspense
than
anything.
He chews a dude's face off, wears his face, and then escapes that way.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Fucking won a shitload of Academy Award. Are they probably?
It's
both
a great
did.
Fucking movie. Forrest Gump did not win that year. I think
it won Best Picture.
I could be wrong,
but I don't know. Shit. I don't know, man. I guess I'll go Forrest Gump. So good. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels versus Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I mean, again, every match, I love both of these movies.
Well, but, that's why they're in our top 50.
I know. But I got to go Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
If
it was Temple of Doom
or something,
I think Lockstock could have beat Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
I think Last Crusade's my favorite.
Temple
Indiana
of Doom
Jones.
Is number three out of the ones that we shall talk about.
Yeah.
That shall be mentioned. Indiana Jones.
You chose wisely.
Yeah. Star Wars Return of the Jedi versus Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Are these two sequels?
Yes.
Are these two sequels?
Yes. And they're both better than the original?
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, but I like the first Star Wars. I haven't even seen all of the first Terminator. That's how amazing that one is.
Return of the Jedi for me.
Man.
But I think Terminator 2 should be right behind it.
I know. I'm probably right there, too. I'm just like, there's parts of Terminator 2 that are like, all right. But then there's some, I'll go Return of the Jedi. Man. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind versus Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Listen, I understand.
This is on you. So I'm just going to leave it up to
you. I'm good with Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't. Listen, it's the top movie list for the podcast. It's not your movie list.
But I don't
it's not
hate
my movie
Eternal
list.
Sunshine, but I just...
I mean, I think it's... I mean, they're both great movies. Fucking everyone's going to be popping up. But, I mean, for me, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is, like, my favorite movie right now.
Yeah.
Like, just from every... Like, it's the only movie where I give a shit about the screenwriter, the director. It's just, like... And the my favorite dramatic performance from... the only good one, I think, from Jim Carrey.
You know what? Even though 23 wasn't a great movie, I thought he was all right in it.
I mean, he may have been, but the movie was just horrible. I didn't like any of that.
Truman Show was...
Yeah, but he was still like... It was a dark comedy, kind of, but it wasn't like a dramatic...
Man on the Moon?
Yeah, Man on the Moon's really good. I still like this one slightly better, because he's still playing a fucking Andy Kaufman, so he's still a comedic role in a dramatic film. His characters
really did a
like
good
it's
Andy
not a
Kaufman,
dramatic
though.
Performance, really. Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, but
well, I mean, he's doing
drama as a completely different person.
Well,
who
he's
actually
doing
exists.
Andy Kaufman's thing, shtick, which is comedy, a very specific version of comedy. But
it's like I said, it's up to you. Yeah. I like Ferris Bueller.
I'm good with Ferris Bueller.
All right.
I mean, if it comes up against a movie that I don't really give a shit about,
I think
about,
one day
I'll fight
we
for...
should just watch Eternal Sunshine and Donnie Darko.
Oh, that'd be a long... That's never going to happen in the same night.
I don't...
Oh, you want to watch both of those movies and just have energy for the next one?
How long is Eternal Sunshine? Donnie Darko's not a long movie.
Donnie Darko may not be long, but it feels long. It's slow and confusing, which makes it feel a lot longer. I'm just saying that I don't... have a desire. I don't mind watching them again, but back to back's never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
I mean, it's tough because it's like a classic comedy versus a classic fucking drama. That's
How do you even? Is it a
drama? I mean, it's not an action movie. It's not a comedy. It's not a thriller. It's a drama.
It's something. It's crazy. I like
it. It's a drama. I mean, it's not another genre. Find another genre if it's not drama. It's dramatic. It's all about... It's the most dramatic drama, you know? I mean, yeah, that's what he does. The closest thing is Punch Drunk Love, but that's not even a comedy. Yeah. That's still a drama. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is just a fucking... I don't know. It's one of those... childhood fucking classics. I think still holds up.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
but I'd say Boogie Nights on this one.
All right, I'll go Boogie Nights. Kingsman: The Secret Service versus There's Something About Mary.
There's Something About Mary.
I totally agree, although I do enjoy the Kingsman.
I'm excited for the next one.
I am too. It's like a fun...
There's gonna
movie.
Be no lisping.
Yeah, did we know? That was Fight Club versus Jurassic Park.
Fight Club. Some of these are easy. This is weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I thought it was in The Search for the Holy Grail. Return of the Jedi versus
Return of the Jedi, yeah,
for sure. No need for me to go into The Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers versus Good Will Hunting. Is this the sequel?
This is the second one.
Which I don't
the
fucking
Helm's
remember.
Deep and they got two awesome battle scenes.
Talking about long fucking movies.
I love The Lord of the Rings. And as we have, if you followed this, I am not the biggest fan of Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
So, I say take this one to the judges. Because I'm going
Two
Towers.
I'm not totally decided.
I kind of feel like you are.
Listen, Lord of the Rings movies are good movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of them. I have no desire to see Hobbit movies, for sure. That's the taste that I got in my mouth.
Any of the Hobbit movies,
after
no.
finishing watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy...
Did you watch the extended version? Where it's
yeah,
like...
I bought the extended versions, and I tried to... I fell asleep every time. It was impossible to watch them. It's impossible.
I've fallen asleep 1,000 times to it, and I still
love
it.
For me, that's not... That's a great movie to fall asleep to. That's not a great movie. Great movie's one where it's like, I want to finish this fucking movie. And it's probably the best of that director's movies that he's done. the Lord of the Rings.
But the second one was the best out of the three, even though I liked all three in their own rights.
Probably one of the few. Oh man, I'll go with Lord of the Rings.
That was like where the shit really hit the fan for the first time. Like the first movie was just walking.
Yeah, that's I don't know. It's they're long, man.
They are,
which makes me not like them as much. There's Something About Mary versus Return of the Jedi.
Jedi.
Jesus, yeah.
A lot of Jedi.
Yeah. I mean, there's only 50 to choose from. Con Air versus Goonies.
Goonies.
Goonies. Con Air. Much love, though. Going to beat a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Just not getting the matchups. Silence of the Lambs versus Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
I had to go Silence of the Lambs. I love Beetlejuice, but it's not enough for me to go over Silence of the Lambs, that's for sure.
Oh, it definitely is for me.
All right, we'll go to the judges on this one.
I'm going to get shit on this one because I don't think the critics were fucking balls deep into Beetlejuice in fucking early 90s.
All right, Beetlejuice coming in 82%.
Not bad, but it's not beating Silence of the Lambs. I'm guessing Silence of the Lambs is somewhere like 95.
How is Silence of the Lambs not the first fucking silence? Unless I probably spelled it wrong. Silence of the Lambs. So what was it, 82?
82.
Versus 95. Listen, I was surprised fucking Beetlejuice got 82.
But I guess that went right on the dot again.
People really loved Tim Burton for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Psychic. Silence of the Lambs. And Beetlejuice is going to beat a lot of shit, but between those two movies. Stand By Me versus Big.
Big?
Yep. I thought you were going Stand By Me, and it surprised me when you said the other word.
Well, first off, the poster for Stand By Me was awesome. No one sees a poster of fucking lard ass.
Right.
Which was the character's name in a flashback. It was just a story, campfire story they're telling about a guy named Lardass.
I really don't remember that movie.
Pie eating contest.
Yeah.
And he took ate some raw eggs and took some Epicat or like some, I forget what that, and it made him throw up all over everyone.
Epicat will make you throw up. Empire Strikes Back. Is this the same one? It feels like I keep saying the same thing over and over again.
No, Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back is the second one.
Okay. So Return of the Jedi. Which one's Return of the Jedi?
Wait.
See now, are you confused too? What's the order of the Star Wars movies?
Star Wars, then it's Return of the Jedi, then it's The Empire Strikes Back.
So this is the third one.
No.
Well, here, are there Wookiees? That looks like Strikes Back, right? They're on...
Empire Strikes Back came out in 1980. That's the second one.
So Return of the Jedi is the third one.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we thought the other one was... I don't know. So the second one, Empire Strikes Back versus...
I got high before we started this, too.
Versus E.T. the Extraterrestrial... I'm Star Wars on this.
Yeah.
ET's are
just not
ET's
a revisable right. one.
Yeah. I liked it, but I remember it being like super depressing growing up.
And it's sad as shit.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers versus Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Oh, does this tear it, Keith? Is this an easy one for you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Fear.
That one's not on here. Mark Wahlberg's gone.
In the Loathing.
I'm for sure going Lord of the Rings. On this one, which is surprising, but I mean, not really.
I mean, I'll give concession to that. Like, I know right. Fear and Loathing in your jam, and I like yeah. The Two Towers.
I mean, Fear and Loathing's beaten shit. Like, I've gone with it, but it's
in our top 50.
Yeah, but it's. I mean, it was in our top.
Yeah, I'll agree
10
with
for
that.
A while.
But with the side note of, yeah, I wanted.
Like,
to
I would go despite what I said about the Lord of the Rings movies. I'd probably go with all of them over any of them over. Fear and Loathing. Heat versus Office Space. Heat coming up the list. Thinks it's gonna come up that high.
Office Space.
Although I mean,
Heat's a great movie.
Heat is great. I wouldn't mind it being right where Office Space is.
I'm fine with it being like around like 15.
Yeah, I'm good with that top 20. Yeah, Office Space. Oh shit, Donnie Darko versus Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back.
Word. Con Air versus Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Lock, Stock.
Yeah.
Although I bet on a certain day I might go Con Air. Maybe.
I don't think.
I don't know. I think
you would.
The Neverending Story, which I do enjoy that poster.
But I kind of feel like that's just totally stolen from something else. And then...
I don't know. I mean, you could say that about a lot of this shit. I mean, a lot of this is like...
fan art and just, shit like that.
Yeah, or... you know. Versus, so, Neverending Story versus Team America World Police.
I'm going to say, fuck yeah.
Yeah, Team America. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas versus Primal Fear.
Not a fear.
Primal Fear.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
All right. That's surprising. I mean, I think you came as fast as that. I don't know. I thought you'd go to the judges.
No, I mean, but again, it's like.
I love Primal Fear.
If you don't like the movie, like, yeah, it's. Yeah.
Right, right. I appreciate that.
In concession like, of certain.
Fucking. I mean, I got Good Will Hunting and Fear. Or in. Eternal Sunshine, you got Donnie Darko and Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind Fear and Loathing. Like, I don't mind it being somewhere up in the top whatever, but yeah. Primal Fear. Fucking great movie. That's a movie. Aside from, I mean, I guess anybody that just from that time that knows that Edward Norton got nominated.
Yeah.
Like, people that grew, that's, but I don't hear any. It's
like
not
one
like
of the last
up.
Richard Gere movies, too.
The last, I mean,
that dude,
not the last
that
one.
That
dude
like disappeared.
He still did movies, but they weren't, I mean, he was in a bunch of shit, I remember. They just weren't good. Office Space versus Toy Story.
Office Spacing.
Yeah. That's not flying. It's falling with style. With a stapler.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus Life of Brian. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
We're getting some interesting matchups.
Yeah.
Home Alone versus Terminator Duh.
The Duh.
Man. I mean, this one I could probably go depending on my
that
mood.
This one's easy for me, even though Terminator 2 lost earlier.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 beats Home Alone for me.
Yeah, that's where I was leaning.
Home Alone is a fucking awesome movie.
Yep.
Not as rewatchable as you
think. I think it is. Just knowing you're watching a kid's movie, it's a great kid's movie. That holds up, and like the all the traps that he does, and like
what
all
you
the elaborate
did, you little
shit,
jerk.
Yeah, it's all the elaborate shit. I love it, man. I love it so much.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Deep cut. Terminator 2, Judgment Day,
Ghostbusters.
The only real good Terminator movie. I haven't seen the most recent ones.
You know
but
what? People shit on Salvations. It's not a great movie, but it was fun to watch for me.
Which one was that one?
It was the one with
I don't know if I saw it.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, I never saw it.
And that dude who was in Clash of the Titans or whatever, who was Sam Wellington or something.
Yeah.
He was in a bunch of movies for a minute, and then everyone was like, hey, you're terrible. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. After the third one, I don't know if I saw the fourth one.
I stopped watching anything
the one,
new.
Yeah.
I didn't watch
I heard
Genesis.
The show is pretty good.
You know what? I can't say that I've
never
seen
watched
three
it,
all the way to all the
oh,
way through.
Horrible.
But I've seen most of it.
It is horrible.
Yeah, that's why I'm not like dying to like, man, I hope I didn't miss anything.
I know I've said it on this, but when I saw that theater, it was theater hopping, saw that first, and then I saw the Dumb and Dumberer, which was the prequel to Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah,
so I went from a stupid action movie to just a horrible remake.
I will
remake.
Say the younger version of Jim Carrey actually literally looked like a younger version of Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it's good casting, but the writing and everything.
Oh, it was a terrible movie. Ghostbusters versus Life of Brian. Ghostbusters.
And in the front row of Dumb and Dumber was ushered in a special group of Down syndrome kids who loved it, which is weird because it's kind of insulting to dumb people because they were put in special class in the movie. Anyway,
they loved the movie The Ringer, and people were offended.
That's true.
Because
they actually casted they like did. Special needs people.
Which is so
that
weird
movie.
That people shit on them, and it's like they actually cast a bunch of special needs people, and like
people want to be offended. That's all society is anymore. Just I want to be offended about something. So the original Ghostbusters versus Life of Brian.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because who else are you gonna call?
I don't know. Donnie Darko versus The Never Ending Story.
Na 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 na.
Never Ending Story.
Na 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 na.
Never Ending Story.
Na 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 na.
Cause the time that it opened up my dream. There's a dream. There's a dream.
story. Oh, Jesus.
I'm glad we went off the story I just told with the amazing rendition of the Never Ending Story. Never Ending Story.
Sure.
Atreides. That's a bummer part, man.
God damn, that's so sad. It's still sad to this day.
I know.
I literally just watched it.
Not that long ago. Artex, you stupid horse! The fucking turtle with allergies? Fucking great.
Morlock?
Yeah. Eternal Sunshine of the... Oh, this is easy. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind versus Office Space.
Office
Clearly,
Space.
Eternal Sunshine... This is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is kind of good. I totally cracked on Eternal Sunshine. Yeah, Office Space.
We haven't talked to anyone... In a thousand years.
Who we?
Who we? Not you.
The Goonies versus Life. Life of Brian keeps trying to take these fights, trying to move up in the rankings.
Picking bad fights.
But horrible matchups. Because it's for me, it's those aren't going to beat a lot of shit.
The Goonies.
Me. But Goonies is, this is our time.
I kind of like that poster too.
I do too. I mean, like as far as
like a comic book, Goonies.
Yeah. Braveheart versus E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Braveheart. Wow. I love Braveheart. I think that's on Netflix too.
I mean,
it's like
good.
It's I love it. It's just long and I've seen it a bunch of times already. I don't need to revisit it anytime soon. The Empire Strikes
the
Back.
The best original Star Wars movie versus what I consider the best original Indiana Jones movie.
Right.
Star Wars.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade versus The Empire Strikes Back.
Junior.
Man.
That was an easy one for me. Fuck. Just seeing the AT-AT in the snow in the... That first opening scene
fucking
was fucking
Sean
great.
Sean Connery in a sidecar, man.
This is where Luke finds out Vader's his dad.
Whoa. This is where we find
Spoilers.
Out Sean Connery's is dead. Ah, how about that? Touché.
No, that's where
They're
we find out.
They're both dad discovery.
That's where we find
well, the
out
audience discovers.
That the dog's name was Indiana.
We find out a lot of things. I mean, it's a whole movie of discovery, literally. He discovers a lot of shit. It's tough for me. They're both great movies.
I know that his dad hates rats, and
he hates snakes. Yeah. It's.
I also know what Dagobah looks like because of fucking The Empire Strikes Back and who Yoda is.
Sure. Okay, I'll go Empire Strikes Back. I wouldn't mind them being papa.
Exactly. That's what this.
Tough.
The top 50 is tough
it's
just
tough.
Because it's like, I love this one slightly more, but I don't give a.
They can't all be Life of Brian. They can't all be easy matchups. Like, eh, I'll go with the other one.
I mean, yeah, whatever. Get out of here.
Interesting. Inglourious Bastards versus Boogie Nights.
Inglourious Bastards.
100%. Probably the best Tarantino movie, like, artistically. like just amazing, like not shots just that crazy. Are like classic.
Like
he was being an artist,
like a movie that amazing. You could pretty much show your so grandparents, good. And they're not gonna be like, "What?" You can't.
It's intense, man.
There's not a lot of, but there, I'm saying there's not a lot of like Tarantino movies where like grandma and grandpa are gonna be like awesome. Like Kill Bill's, where it's cartoon blood, or like Pulp Fiction, where yeah, there's a lot of fucking murder. No. Jackie Brown, maybe.
Jackie Brown. Sure. Especially if they're De Niro fans and they haven't seen it, good for sure. Great. Because one of his last good performances before he went, you know, for kids' movies. Did we go Inglourious Basterds already? Is that what we're saying?
That's what I said.
I enjoy also, just from a design standpoint, that her arms are positioned very similar to a swastika, but not exactly, which would fit design-wise for what the movie is about. Like they're both right angles, just like not exactly, because that'd be too on the nose. Inglourious Basterds. I mean, that's a Boogie Nights is great, but holy shit! Well, this is easy for both of us, I think. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind versus Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
You're gonna win the thing, but I have taken to the judges. Man.
I don't know where Fear and Loathing is that in our top 20? I don't remember
I think it just got bumped out. I think it was for a minute.
Yeah, I can't. I can usually make concessions about shit, but. All right, going to the judges. Starting off with Fear and Loathing. I have no idea.
No, Fear and Loathing at all. Is terrible.
All right, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It's like a 60 or something.
Coming in at 49. Way too hopeful. Yeah. Maybe the fan score is where you're at.
No, 89.
So you're the average. All right. So what was that? 49 versus.
Do you even have to look it up?
I don't remember.
I do, and it's pretty good.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, 93. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
That's why we have judges, people. Right. We make it amicable when we can. But when it's
your movie and my movie, it's hard. Like, if that goes to fucking Donnie Darko, I can't, like.
But your movies are both rated better than my movies. My movies are just my movies.
Well, they're both cult classic movies, your movies. So they're very specific to, but I mean, not that fucking Eternal Sunshine is like a broad fucking drama. It's very,
very well stylized. Received. It was high 90s for
And the story and is fucking like it's a sci-fi
movie,
kind of
it's just not my fucking genre.
No, I get it. I'm just saying, it's not.
Maybe
like
I
it
need
was
to rewatch it. Honestly,
yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus Big. This is kind of tough.
This is very tough.
They're both comedies around the same, 2 years apart.
Both super classics.
One of the best Matthew Broderick movies, if not the best.
One of the best. Tom Hanks movies from back then.
Yeah, but I'm saying pretty much ever for Broderick.
Yeah,
he's done movies that are good, but this is probably his best.
I mean, he's a much better actor later on in his career.
I can't, like, I don't know a movie that he was in that I like more than Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No, movie-wise, and I don't think he was necessarily better in, like, Election than he was. Like, he was,
I mean,
good, they're
different
in
movies. That's a dark comedy, so, and he was older versus he was a kid here. If he didn't get better, then he wouldn't have a career.
But Godzilla, bro.
That was a great soundtrack.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning. That could be Bop-Bop, too.
Yeah,
Bop-Bop.
I agree.
Bop-Bop. We're doing a lot of Bop-Bops.
We're doing Donald Trump, like, bing, bing.
Oh, that's not good.
The bing, bing.
Now, I want to kill myself.
Yep.
Bop-Bop.
Bing, bing.
I guess Bop-Bop's better. He's just getting paid by Microsoft every time he says it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right, let's do just a couple more, I guess.
All right.
The original Ghostbusters versus the original Stand By Me.
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yeah, Ghostbusters all day. Heat versus Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Heat. We're doing one more?
Two more.
Okay. We just got two easy ones. Yeah. So it's like Stand By Me versus Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Stand By Me.
This is so... I don't know where all of these are in, and there's been some jumbles.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
But I'm going Stand By Me.
Really? Okay. Okay. Good with that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus Indiana Jones The Last Crusade.
Indiana Jones The Last Crusade.
I'm with that. I'm with that.
All
one
right.
more.
One more. These are quick.
Last one. There's something about
we
Mary
already
versus...
did this one.
Well, we're doing it again to end it out. We can do one more.
All right.
There's something about Mary versus E.T.
Something about Mary. Yeah, that literally came up earlier.
Toy Story versus Team America World Police.
Team America World Police.
Okay, that's it. Team America wins the last fight. Let's go to...
Oh, God.
Let's go to the list and see what fucking
something
nonsense
happened.
We made happen. None of the
big three moved because they didn't... Big Lebowski didn't even come up, but...
Yeah. All right. This is... I'm kind of nervous. I'm actually way too nervous for this. All right. So starting off with number one, still in the number one spot, Fight Club, number two, Office Space. Number three, The Big Lebowski. Number four, The Empire Strikes Back. Came up a shitload today.
Did.
Number five, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
And number six, we have Inglourious Basterds. Number seven, The Goonies, jumping up. Number eight, Heat, jumping up. Number nine, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, making a kind of a climb. Number 10, Jurassic Park. Not bad.
Not bad. Number 11, Forrest Gump. Number 12, Team America, World Police. Number 13, Neverending Story. Number 14, Toy Story. Number 15, Return of the Jedi Story.
Number 16, Terminator 2. Number 17, Superbad. Number 18, The Hangover. Number 19, Dodgeball. And number 20, Goodwill Hunting.
I have to say...
How Dodgeball?
I don't know, but I have to say, overall, and there's been changes. I don't know what changes, but it seemed like there was things have changed.
Things have definitely changed.
I think overall strength is better.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
It used to fall off. It used to fall off pretty hard after top 10.
Yeah.
Then it started falling off after top 15. I think it's like
now,
18.
Yeah, like 18, we're good.
Hangover, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot of comedies.
I mean, we got a lot of comedies. But it's not top 20.
In our top 20, at comedies, Dodgeball, Hangover, Superbad, Team America.
Team America's an action drama. What are you talking about?
So sorry. Anchorman.
Office Space.
Big Lebowski, Office Space, and Fight Club. So it's seven. Seven out of 20.
Did you count Fight Club as a comedy?
No, but I didn't want to scroll up. No. So we have seven comedies in our top 20, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Comedies are pretty great. I would for sure switch some of those out with some other movies, but interesting.
Yeah, it's getting interesting.
Sign up for Ting and get yourself $25 in credit on your new cell phone service, or get yourself $25 and put it towards a new device. Go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/Ting. That's T-I-N-G. You'll get cell phone service that you don't pay an arm and a leg for. It's amazing service that's part of all the major cell phone networks. But sign up today through my link. Get yourself $25 in credit that you can apply to a new cell phone. You can apply it to your service. But it's amazing cell phone service that I've used for many, many years. So go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/Ting. Make sure you follow Keith Spurlock on Twitter at Keith Spurlock 1. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!